I'm in Lincoln with Gillian Meron, who is our incumbent Labour MP. Gillian, how long have you been representing Labour in this constituency?
Since the 1st of May 1997, so that's 13 years now.
How would you describe your period as an MP? Successful?
Well, I'd like to think so. I think that the change in Lincoln is phenomenal, and I think we've got even further we can look forward to if we keep on the same direction. And actually, I think that's what this election's going to be about. It's going to be a real choice about the future of Lincoln. But I think, and I've just got a cup of tea now, which is fantastic. Now we're talking. Thank you. When I came to be the Member of Parliament in 1997, I think just, you know, in the Monk's Road area, I mean, the Arboretum, you wouldn't have wanted to go in there. It's absolutely beautiful now. I look at the railings along Monk's Road, and with government investment, it's really improved those and renovated them. So actually, in the way in which Monk's Road is meant to look, so we've kept it faithful, but really restored beautifully. So I think that's huge investment into the area. And then, you know, I look at like the prosperity of the co-op. Again, never would it have been dreamt that it could sustain a co-op like that. And then going further down, of course, Lincoln College. I mean, it's unrecognisable. It's a fantastic college offering training and education opportunities to a lot of young people and also those who are not so young. And so, I actually think if you just take Monk's Road itself, you see the transformation, although, of course, there are many other improvements that we see.
So do you think that the people of Lincoln are likely to actually vote on these local issues, or do you think that the overriding national issues such as defence, economy, immigration, the things we're seeing in the press, do you think they're going to really sort of take control? The laudable work that you're suggesting that you've managed to pull off in Lincoln will actually just be swept under the political carpet?
Well, it's my view, and it's always been my view, that politics is all about people's lives in Lincoln. And so actually all the things I'm talking about are about national policies. And of course, the overriding thing here is the economy. And the big thing for me is that when faced by a global recession affecting almost every country in the world, we as a Labour government took the action that I think was necessary. You know, we supported the banking system, not the bankers, but the people who use the banking system, i.e.
But why did you let the bankers get us into that situation in the first place? Because I know that they like to say nobody could see this coming, but I read a book in 2005 suggesting exactly this was going to happen, and it was written by a merchant banker. Honestly, I think we did see this coming, and I think that we just carried on enjoying the good times while we could. Perhaps we didn't want to face up to the fact that we needed to restrict our spending and our credit, and that both the bankers and the government have pulled us into this situation. What would you say to that?
I wouldn't quite share that analysis, no. Not least of all because this is a global recession we're talking about. It's not a British one. And in fact, what's interesting is if you look, you know, independent economists, many of them all say, actually, Labour has done the very best job that anyone could have done. So, for example, stabilising the banking system so it didn't collapse, investing in jobs and skills, also hugely important, and keeping public spending going at this time is critical. And, you know, I think what saddens me is the Conservatives said we should have done none of that. Had we have taken their advice and gone down that route, many, many people would have lost their jobs and their homes, as I remember, and you might do, in the previous recession. I can remember 15% interest rate on houses. I can remember people being in massive negative equity, losing their jobs and losing their homes. It was a tragic and difficult time because the government, the Tory government, then stood back. Well, we weren't prepared to do that. And again, that's why this election is a choice. We're coming out of recession in a fragile way, but in a good way. But it's about securing the recovery, and we must do that. And the Conservatives would, I believe, put that at risk for people in Lincoln.
There's a lot of suggestion, though, that the amount of money we've spent and the build-up of the national debt, this sheer size of the national debt, has been a too high a price to pay for this gentle and easy way through the recession, which, as you say, hasn't seemed to have affected us in quite the same way as previous recessions as far as unemployment, interest rates and such go. Are we not now facing such a massive debt that we are going to have to take very, very stringent measures? Otherwise, we're just going to spend our way into another crisis.
Well, this recession has affected people. And